Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Thank you.
Beyonce if Aaliyah was still here. Hey, 907, where I am, actually 905, 605 on the West Coast, one of my favorites, Aaliyah, Rock the Boat. It's the Social Lab, that dude TM, and I'm coming to you live out of Huntington up in these mountains in West Virginia.
Tonight's
topic, hashtag Forever Duncan. If you are an IG user, IG being Instagram, you cannot have been on IG over the last couple of days and not have come across the hashtag Forever Duncan. This man proposed to his woman at 12 noon and married her at 6 o'clock the same day. What the hell? Hashtag Forever Duncan. Listen, this has people talking all over, not just the country, all over the world, folks. Do it right now. Help yourself. Hashtag Forever Duncan is our topic tonight on Relationship Wednesday. Because she's already chimed in, as usual, she just can't wait. Pivot up, Madam CeeLo Boston, live out of Charlotte.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up? Yeah, I checked out that Forever Duncan. Yes. That was a tearjerker.
Well, you thought Kanye shutting down his damn concert for Kim was a tearjerker. Whatever.
Damn right. I want a husband like Kanye. You supposed to shut down everything when something's wrong with me.
Now you want a husband like Duncan. And now you want a husband like Duncan.
No,
we're
don't.
Moving on.
No,
all
because
the way
I would've said, no, I would have ran.
Whatever. All the way live from the ATL.
Yeah, if it was you,
give it up.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate.
Oh, man. Yes. Pulling up here in the south side of the ATL. What's going on, TM Hyman Radio family? And I'm going to pass on the husband, like, yay. I like his passion, but I'm going to need you to stay there and make them coins. And, yeah.
Listen,
Duncan.
I told CeeLo yesterday, if I was in that audience when Yeezy walked off that stage, I would have needed a damn refund that night.
I'm tearing the arena to pieces.
Aw.
I would have needed a refund.
I paid $100
Yo,
for my nosebleed seat. Oh, you going to finish your performance.
Kanye just in the middle of the concert said, "Family emergency, gotta go."
Damn right. Hold on, y'all,
go.
Keep in mind, he's already lost his mother. He's already lost his mother unexpectedly, so I'm quite sure he freaked out when he heard.
That was 10 years ago.
No matter how long it was, I get that part of it. But
okay, excuse me, because this is an intro.
Oh,
all the way live from South Carolina. We chopping it up with T. What up, Mama? Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I still have my mother, so you know it's easy for me to say that.
Thank you.
But I totally understand. I retract that for sounding insensitive because you all know that I am not most of the time. 917-889-3926
Right.
889-3926
5.3%
Because I am
5.3
Because I'm not that sensitive. Well, damn, you just want to talk over everybody and take over the show at the top. Go ahead.
You started it.
I'm done. I'm done already.
Topic tonight, Forever. Excuse me, hashtag Forever Duncan. Listen, this is causing mass hysteria. I'm looking at a post that Raheem Devon, we know Raheem Devon. We actually hung out with Raheem in Miami a few years ago, didn't we, Hot Chocolate? Cool dude.
Yep.
Duncan proposed to his woman at 12 noon and married her at 6 p.m. the same day. Now, his perspective on it was he wasn't trying to get all of the publicity. He wouldn't have cared if anybody posted anything. He truly wanted to do something special for his girl. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, him trying to do something special for his girl, it caused mass hysteria on social media. I think they've even been on major, like, television networks because this was so special. The question tonight is, was Duncan's proposal, was it sweet? Was it charming? Or was it a controlling situation? Because let me read a post to you from someone that I thought was pretty interesting and definitely a different perspective. This is a letter from a future wife. It says, letter number 71. So clearly she has a lot of damn time on her hands writing so many letters. Love letter number 71. Dear future husband, please, I beg, do not do a hashtag forever Duncan surprise to me. I want to be a part of the planning of the big day. Love your future wife. Question is, was Duncan's organizing of the wedding a controlling situation, or was it just an over-the-top, just adorable type of proposal? We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926 is the number. We're chopping it up with C on this hump day as well. We will be back.
Hey.
Bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to read my mind. Just imagine, rope, cast, build, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do like the one piece of tartar. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with the pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell it right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, bust it out the round, the rhythm is instinct. About the old town, tripping up the sound just like a radio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man,
yo. So what's the scenario?
Scenario, one of my favorite joints, LLNS, Leaders of the New School, 9:15 p.m. here in Hashtag Personality and Home Radio Live. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, the General, and chopping it up with Steve, who we will definitely be checking out some of those sexy, delectable, delicious items that she gives us every week. But the topic tonight is Hashtag Forever Duncan. Was the whirlwind proposal and marriage within 6 hours from the time of 12 noon to 6 p.m., was it super sweet, thoughtful, charming, romantic, or was it controlling? 917-889-3926 is a number that we want you to weigh in on. And I'm going to let Fee give her perspective on it first, and then I'll throw my devil's advocate monkey wrench into the plan like I like to do. Go ahead, Fee.
Okay. My opinion, it was super sweet. He did what he felt was going to make his bride happy. He put a lot of thought into it, a lot of time, because if you think about it, it was like it had to be a well-oiled machine. Everyone had to do their own part to make sure that she didn't know and to make sure that it was executed properly from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. I would have had like 1,001 questions like, dude, where are you taking me? Like, I'm blindfolded. I would have had probably a billion questions. But he sat back and he told her, he said, look, just go with the flow. Just do what I ask you to do and just let the day take its course. And I just thought that it was just the most sweetest thing that I've seen. Like, I literally was bawling from, like, Sunday to Tuesday. Every time I watched the video, it just pulled at a heartstring. Yeah, because, I mean, I felt his emotion. I felt hers. She was shouting, like, at the entrance, and her father had to hold her up. You know, and I felt that. I felt that it was extremely genuine. But go ahead and throw that monkey wrench in, Ms. Hot Chocolate.
You mean,
I'm ready.
You said she was yelling? What do you mean?
She was shouting like church. Like, she,
like church shouting.
Like spiritual shouting. Yeah.
Oh, like,
she was like.
Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Jesus.
Yeah. Like I got my Boaz shouting.
Yeah.
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
Now.
Not just your typical ass.
The monkey wrench tosser thrower in me, of course, is throwing the monkey wrench prior to.
On mute.
We can't hear you. So we will allow her to come back because she even fell in a hole. CeeLo, what's your perspective on this?
Okay, so initially, yes, I thought it was creepy because it's like, what if she would have said no? And he already had all that stuff set up because I know that couldn't have been a, okay, she said yes and everybody get here within the next 4 hours, you know? But then I thought about it in the sense of, well, I didn't know how long they had been together. But the way she responded was like, something that they had already discussed is just the fact that it's like he beat her to, like, she didn't have none at all, taking care of everything, getting the family and friends there, getting her with, you know, and, you know, putting off that whole, that takes a lot. So, I mean, it was sweet. You know, after I thought about it. But initially, yeah, it was creepy.
What are we talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about Hashtag Forever Duncan. Young man proposed to his fiance at 12 noon and married her at 6 o'clock. It has caused mass hysteria. Listen, what's your perspective on it? 917-889-3926. You want to hear from you. When we return, we are chopping it up with Fee. Hey, we'll be back. See you on the radio live. So to last.
Pocket money. Pocket money. Pocket money. Pocket money. Pocket money. Pocket money.
Pocket money. Pocket
money.
Pocket money.
Pocket money.
Pocket money. Pocket
money.
Pocket
money.
Pocket
money.
Pocket
money.
Pocket
money.
Pocket money.
Pocket money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took water, stole it in bottles for $2. And Coca-Cola came and bought it for fiends, that's what's up. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this kid. Southside's up in this dude. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the plot, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Stand your pay, get a tan. I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster in LA. Hit a head in a hat. Call that a little rap. Yeah. Put the chin chat in the baker. Bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood cut, chop your leg. Now I want it with the kid. I get biz with the cig. I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. You can call this my new hit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit. Now I got new bros. First it was the Benzo. Now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry. I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. Yeah, make your whole clique break dead. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells, mad then. Who wanna get it crackin'? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag, I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They're calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They're calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my lap, man. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah, I run New York.
Yeah, I walk the talk and I walk the walk. Like a Teflon dog, boy, I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta, how y'all London talk.
I get it.
In the hood, it's gangs about me here. Tell y'all I'm about my bread.
I get it.
Run the world, it's gangs about me here. Tell you they love it, yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New
Radio Live, you're inside the social lab. Yes, we run New York. We run the world. It's 9:23 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 6:23 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you gotta figure it out. And tonight we're talking about Forever Duncan. For Relationship Wednesday. But before we go any further, I'm gonna bring on our what do I call it? A connoisseur of food.
Culinary connoisseur.
There you go. What she said. Coming out of South Carolina. Welcome, Fee. How you doing today?
I am Tiffy. How are you all?
We okay.
We can't hear you.
Okay. You can't hear me?
Put your mouth near the microphone. You said it sound far away.
Okay. Gotcha.
Is this a little better?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
We ready.
I need to hear those recipes crystal clear, baby. I need to hear them crystal clear.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready to get heavy.
Well, what we got, I see that Save isn't here tonight, but he asked for some salmon. So I am going to some savory garlic butter salmon.
Mm. Ooh, yum.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Yes, it is. So we got 2 pounds of salmon fillets, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley leaves, a half a cup of salted butter melted, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of dried rosemary. Now, you can have a little bit of kosher salt or ground black pepper to taste. So what you're going to do is you're going to preheat your oven to 375 degrees. You're going to line a baking sheet with foil. In a small bowl, whisk together your butter, your brown sugar, your lemon juice, your garlic, oregano, thyme, and rosemary, and your salt and pepper. You place your salmon onto a prepared baking sheet and fold up all 4 sides of the foil, and you spoon the butter mixture on each fillet. Then you fold down the sides of your foil over top of your salmon to make like a packet, a little pocket for it. You're then going to place that in the oven, and you're going to bake it for about 15 to 20 degrees. You don't want to overbake it, because with salmon, if you put it in the oven for too long or if you cook it too long, it becomes tough. So you just want it to where it's nice and flaky and it's still a bright pink. So that's about 15 to 20 minutes. And once that's done, you can pair that with a nice salad, nice baked potato, or if you have some type of maybe wild rice or a rice pilaf, it'll go perfect with that.
I love salmon, and that sounds spectacular.
Delicious.
I got to try it out. Let me know what you think.
We shall. And we challenge you to try it out too, folks. Hey, if you want to hear about something special, if you have questions of our culinary connoisseur, hey, hit us up live, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got Fee. We chopping it up. Hey, and she's here to answer your culinary question. Is Antoinette Smith.
I drive you crazy with my one word answer? Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really want to know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever, that I forgot to love the time we've been together. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile, take it in, try to relax in, live in the moment, and all that we've got to believe in. Futures is a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get so slow? Something I've already found out. All we really have is now. Yeah. All we really have is now.
And it's overcast with a chance of sunshine. Try to make it last while I know you're still mine. And I'm scared to show the fragile feeling that we live on with all my frustrations. High expectations, take it as it comes. What I've got with you is as good as it gets. I don't wanna look back at this chance and regret. I just wanna breathe in, stop second guessing, look at your smile and take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment, it's all that we've got to believe in. The future's just a promise that makes change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm
Antoinette Smith inside the social lab, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, check out this Saturday a film by BET Networks. It's called Hollywood Heart, starring Bobby V, DC Young Fly, Life Jennings, and many, many more. Bobby V was scheduled to actually stop past tonight, but we'll have to reschedule that. We still want to make sure you all check out Hollywood Hearts this Saturday at 8 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central, on BET. It's called Hollywood Hearts, October 8th this Saturday. Don't miss it. It's brought to you by Tier 2 Films, along with Blue Collar Dreams. That's Hollywood Hearts. Forever Duncan is our topic, and I want to read something. I've been strolling through IG, looking at all of the various comments about hashtag Forever Duncan, and I'm going to go back to her handle is Dear Future Him. So at Dear Future Him, she only got 3 comments and 9 likes, so it wasn't too many people vibing with her. Compared to the 14,000 likes that hashtag Forever Duncan got. But listen to Dear Future Him. Love letter, this is still love letter number 71. So she likes writing a lot of damn love letters. I wasn't going to post about this, but I keep seeing these hashtag Forever Duncan pictures, so I guess I will. I think it was a beautiful surprise, is what she said. I love that he thought enough of planning ahead to everything that he knew about her. He studied her. He listened to her. He knew her inside out. That's the reason this proposal wedding worked out for them. If I could take anything from the story, then I would take the fact that he knew this beautiful surprise would work for her because he knew all about her. I don't think he was trying to impress anybody but his bride. And she goes on. But this is the piece. Again, she said, "Dear future husband, I know you will know me too. You will know that I want to enjoy every part of being engaged. I'm the type to savor every moment. I want to enjoy the process of planning with you. I'm looking forward to putting our ideas together and agreeing to disagree." Her whole point, well, let me share this last one because I think it's important. "I'm not afraid of that process. I'm excited to visit wedding venues together and walk through hand-in-hand, giggling, smiling." The bottom line is she felt like the whole purpose of the wedding, and I think a lot of women feel this way, the whole purpose of the wedding was the planning part. And I think a lot of women get enjoyment out of the planning of the wedding. Sometimes I think women want the wedding more than they actually want the relationship. And so for me, you know, hashtag Dear Future Him, sometimes, you know, a man does what he feels he needs to do in this situation. And when you talk about 9 years, right, I mean, come on. My aunt was engaged for 7 years before she got married. And I'm going to leave it right there. Different strokes for different folks, right?
Okay.
I've been in multiple relationships for, I'm going to say, and I was in 2 relationships for at least 3 years. And I'm not going to say that it never crossed my mind, marriage or engagement, right? But I was not ready. The one thing that Fee said earlier, and so I'm probably more ready today than I've ever been. But the one thing that Fee said, I really connected with, this was about this man being intentional and having purpose in his decisions and in his moves. 9 years is a long time, but, I mean, hey, what is the purpose of getting married to someone only to divorce them because you know that you're not ready? You're just doing it because you're being pressed or you're being forced.
True.
Many, many people have been pressed, felt pressed to get married, and they're divorced today.
Yep.
I don't know if the whole – I don't know if I would take it upon myself to plan a wedding in full. As a matter of fact, I know I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? But I think he knew her, and that worked for her. I'm the type of dude that I'd rather go elope because I don't like all the drama and all of the chaos, and I don't want to leave nobody out. So I'll just leave everybody out, and I'll go get I'll go elope. That's my approach to it, right? But different strokes for different folks. I say hats off to you, Duncan. I say more black men need to step up. I say black men are needed more now in the household than ever before. And at the end of the day, you got to do you, though. Whether you elope, whether you do a hashtag Forever Duncan, or whether you and her plan every piece of it. Different strokes for different folks. But how do you feel? We want to hear 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Area code 803, last four digits 8930. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on the air. 803, last four digits 8930. You're live. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. South Carolina, you got a lot of noise. You gone.
Yeah, they sound like they was in the warehouse.
They was at work. They was listening and hit one by accident with their cheek.
Probably. I can see that happening.
But, I mean, I think it's a dope concept, right? And for me, why I think this is dope is because he clearly made this black woman the happiest person on the planet in that moment. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, after 9 years, he definitely did. And again, devil's advocate, he probably heard about her dream wedding for the last 8 years of their relationship. So it sounds like he knew exactly what it was that she wanted down to the detail, and he just executed it. And you're right. About being intentional. I don't think that it should have taken 9 years for him to find his intent and to carry, you know, carry it through.
Sometimes it does.
I don't know. I don't think it should have taken 9 years. I mean, I'm gonna give you 5 years, pop. If y'all have been together for 5 years and you're not going towards something, I mean, even engaged to be, you know, married a few more years later because you want to plan it correctly or, you know, you want to save for it because you pay for it yourself. However, it should not take you 9 years to propose and to become.
Okay, so let me ask you this, right? Like, so my current girlfriend, I've known her for probably the last maybe 10 years. I'm going to say 8 years at least. And we were together before maybe about 2 years, right? And so we were together for 2 years, broke it off, and was apart for quite some time. We reconnected in June. So just because I've known her 8 years and we were together for 2 years, when we reconnected in June, should we automatically have become engaged, or should we be talking about marriage right now automatically?
No, not necessarily, because there was a breakup time. So, you know, the breakup time counts for a lot because, you know, you're having to reconnect the relationship, number one, and number two, reestablish whatever it was that you were looking for to begin with that, you know, kind of drove you apart. You have to work those things out. So, I mean, you get a curve for that. Kind of like in, you know, in class when everybody fails a test and, you know, the teacher gives you a curve on the grade, you get a curve for that.
Appreciate you.
Now, how many years is this now total? Yeah, no problem. So 2+, how many y'all been back together?
2 months.
I'll feel like February.
Oh no. You still may have about another year or so before I would start pressuring.
Hey, appreciate you. You hear that? If you listening, did you hear that?
Now you leave her alone because she has her own method.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Texas pop nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I made. I got hot sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it. Best revenge is your paper.
Formation Beyonce, 745 in Denver, Colorado. Hey, don't forget to check out BET Network. So they've acquired Hollywood Hearts, starring Bobby V, DC Young Fly, and Life Jennings, coming on BET this Saturday at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Young DC Fly, Life Jennings, Bobby V, the movie's called Hollywood Hearts. We are going out to South Carolina to pick up with Miss Fee. We chopping it up. We need we need this last recipe. You got some dessert for us, Fee?
We do. I listen, and last week you stated that you wanted some oatmeal cookies.
Uh-oh.
So that's what I'm going to bring you guys this evening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we got some chewy oatmeal cookies. Now what we're going to start with is a cup of butter. Soften, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 1 tablespoon of molasses, 2 tablespoons of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of quick cooking oats, and 1.5 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And 1 cup of raisins is also optional. So if you want raisins, you can add them. If you don't, then you just don't have to. Now, with the directions here, you in a large bowl, you would cream together your butter and your sugar until light and fluffy. Add the eggs, molasses, and vanilla very slowly. You just want to get it all airy. So when you're adding it, so everything just doesn't clump up together. You then combine your flour, your oats, your baking soda, cinnamon, salt, and you gradually add to the creamed mixture so that it's mixed well. And you can stir in the raisins optional in the end. You drop a tablespoon or two of the mixture onto a baking sheet. You bake at 350 degrees for 9 to 10 minutes or until they're lightly brown. You don't want them too brown because they'll make them too crispy. Then you would then take them immediately off of your baking sheet onto a cooling rack, because when you tend to leave the cookies or any brownie or cupcake in the hot pan, it's still cooking. So always remove it from that particular item so that the you'll bring down the temperature. It'll stop baking so that it doesn't overcook. But at that particular point, when you move it onto your baking, onto your cooling rack, you can add a scoop of ice cream if you want a nice cold glass of milk, and you can top off your dessert.
Wow.
What you think?
I so appreciate you for that recipe. Man, I want to make my own oatmeal cookies, and now I can do it. Listen, though, because I'm hood, can I use Aunt Jemima instead of molasses? Can I use some Aunt Jemima syrup?
Not really.
Is it going to come out
no.
the same?
No. We don't want... Yeah, well, we don't want the pancake syrup. I want
no,
the molasses on the jar. Molasses, not Aunt Jemima.
Now, my
okay.
take instead of raisins would be craisins, the cranberry raisins.
Oh, yeah. You can add nuts to them, walnuts, pecans.
Yes.
You know, you can,
yes.
yeah, you can spice it up whatever way you want to do it. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Much appreciated. Listen, if you got a recipe idea, if you want to challenge our resident culinary expert, hey, listen, we welcome it.
Bring them out.
Absolutely. What I'm really looking forward to, Fia, is like we did in Miami when you cooked it up live, I would love to do some kind of cooking challenge, right? And maybe you host a cooking challenge live somewhere where we can pull together all of the culinary experts of those who at least think they are and just really have some fun. What y'all think about that? Hey, email us.
I'll make the potato salad.
And let us
this fool says she'll make the potato salad. Hand on back of forehead.
7 8 9 3 9 2 6 9 1 7 8 9 2 6 Can you even cook?
Yes.
You
How you think I'm chubby?
That don't mean you're cooking. Somebody's cooking, but that don't mean it's you.
Okay. I only cook once a month. All right.
Exactly.
It is potato salad.
Now you talking. Hey.
And then she offers to cook the thing that is the pickiest item at the cookout. Everybody wants to know who makes the potato salad.
I do very
who
well.
Who made the potato salad?
That's because she's not going to make it. She's going to pick it up from Food Lion. Hey, this is
dope.
You
don't
the public.
The way she holds a glass of wine got me want to rhyme. Interested in the style makes me want to lie. She looking at me like she wants me to try. Friends call me psychic cause I can read her mind. Every sign I see is telling me to please and buy. Take her out the show, stand and know just like it's fine. I'm in flight, baby, all we do is fly. Think about every island I can see it's on. I see you walking on the warm beach, feeling strong. Into you, you're into me like we belong. One move and the heat is on after dawn. Spill my drink cause I'm going off in my zone. Back to reality, you're looking through your phone. Texting your man how you can't wait to meet him home. You finish your drink and then you start to go. Before I let you leave, I gotta say,
hold up,
she's dangerous.
Don't forget,
she's dangerous.
TeamHymenRadioLive.com. Go on the website, drop that email, sign up for exclusive giveaways, the newsletter, and everything else that come along with it. Access to this mixtape, name it, you got it.
Yeah, I tried to catch her, you took too many steps. However, another one came in after you left. What's in this water? Why must you be this gorgeous? Didn't think it could get better until I seen her walking. Every man she walked by, lost their focus. She paid, so she ain't looking for your potion. She only takes appointments in the social network office. Applications are welcome, but she don't take no walking. See, she bad though, most men proceed with caution. She's small cause she can see right through all them stalkers. Feeling exhausted from these lame dudes, keeps talking. Wanting the real G to take her body off the market. She independent so she take her time to make progress. If she wants to party, she know how to get it started. She takes a break, we come and say we off the parlay. She came up, got me feeling like,
hold up,
she dangerous,
look good,
she dangerous.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:53 p.m. here in the hashtag Social Lab, 917-889-3926. She's still got a few more minutes left in the show to weigh in on our topic tonight, Relationship Wednesday, hashtag Forever Duncan. This one of the sweetest things, I can't even lie, it really, really, really was a sweet gesture, no matter how I feel about the length of time that they were together, or, you know, how long it may have taken them to get to this point. It really, really was something that could any girl would appreciate it. Like, seriously, you are looking at your man all week while you're looking at these hashtags like, you better step your game up. And fellas, moral of the story is get your weight up. And if you're not going to take it to this level, at least be intentional on letting your female know how you feel about her, letting her know what direction you want to go in. If you don't want to get married right now, but you do eventually, make that known. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing that you said earlier, right, because, you know, I definitely believe in holy matrimony. I believe that you know, it's something that is special, and I think at the end of the day, you know, it's something that I want. However, comma, I would be okay with life if I never got married. I would be okay. Now, it's family. I was raised in a big family. All I know is family. But at the end of the day, what I also know is everybody's not meant to get married, just like everyone's not meant to have kids.
That's true.
Always wanted like 4 kids, and I've always wanted to be married. But the one thing that I've never wanted was to be pressed, and I never wanted
to be
baby mama.
Yeah.
I wanted a wife and kids by the same woman. And I've been very intentional about that because I'm only doing it once. And I used to say that I'm only doing it once, and if it don't work, everybody in the house is going bye-bye. I was playing. That's real. That's real today.
You can't kick the kids out, too.
When things don't go right with their wife, I mean, I just saw something the other day where a father killed all the kids and shot the wife because she was divorcing them. It's real, so I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
but
it is.
You said something earlier. You said that you're only going to give a man 5 years, and after 5 years, that's your limit. You know, you're gone.
That's it.
I mean, is it really a limitation on love? I mean, because I could.
It's not a limitation on love. No, don't misunderstand that part of it. We have to know what direction we're going in. So if we're at the 5-year mark and you don't know what you want to do past that, that's a problem. If we're at the 5-year mark and it's okay.
Does that mean I don't want to be with you, though?
then get a,
that might
then
not
get
mean that you don't want to be with me, but what is the intent? Are we just dating just to be dating? Like we've been dating for 5 years.
Date with a purpose. I
date with a purpose.
Yes.
Yes. Date with a purpose.
You good?
Because
I'm not waiting that long. Yeah. Mm-mm.
I mean,
that's a long day. You know how many days are in five years? That's well over 17,000 days.
Exactly. If you don't know that you want to get married by year and a half later, then we need to be going in separate directions.
We don't have to get married.
We don't have to get married. No,
but
no, you
know what direction you're going in.
Exactly.
Because right.
That's energy. And why waste energy on somebody that you're not going to be with or even try to toe the long haul or
there
whatever
you go. There you go. You know, in 5 years, if you want to spend the rest of your life with that person and build a family and a future.
I mean, you know, I don't want to get married.
What if you really don't know? What if you really don't know? What if you care about somebody but really
get a dog?
Don't know.
Mm-mm. Then you really need to make a decision because both of you are wasting your time.
Get a pet until you figure it out.
You're not even ready to commit to a pet for that. Heck no.
Get you a nice little gerbil or something. You only got to feed once a week.
Get to know yourself is what you do. If you don't know that you want to be with that person in 5 years, both of you need to reevaluate something.
Let them go. It's not wasting dead people's time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit.
Next topic.
Love lasts forever.
Good on Relationship Wednesday. I'm outnumbered. I can't win tonight with all these women regardless. But
you need to save tonight. You really did.
Yeah,
save poop somebody.
But listen, women, this is it. We only do what you let us do. So at the end of the day, know that. At the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying now. Hard headed.
That's true, too.
That's very true.
I concur.
I can't stand for losing with y'all tonight. Hey, we up out of here. I'm gone.
Good night. Whatever you do it well.
Forever Duncan. Salute
to
you, bro.
That's why I'm single now.
Yes.
Make these men step up. Make them step up and do something.
You can't cook. So you're going to be single.
Just don't wait 9 years.
Or you can cook his vegetables. I don't want to hear that.
You're crazy. You know he chefed up
every meal for us.
And I will not condone.
Hey.
I will not condone you putting our general down like that. Nope.
Oh, you should be on our side.
Nope.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live.